Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
Who this?
Fella's name is William St. John. The song's called Man of the North.
Man of the North.
Yeah. Which, well, we should object to it just off that title, right?
You're right. Like Southern man don't need him around anyhow.
Should be called Dude from the South. But I guess he ain't, so that's not what he's singing about.
A boot. God, country, Canadian country singers. Those are rare, but that's it's kind of funny.
I tell you what. That is a good point, because you don't know. Obviously, there's a lot of country up north, but
oh yeah,
they probably don't live the same way. And since we got Big Buck Country, mm-hmm. I've got a whole library of country music I can pull from now. Mm. All kind of stuff. There's some live stuff on that station, too.
You know, I yet have heard either Boss Man come up to me and say, you know what, you're right about that, Matt. that's life, right? Yeah. It's like you made it a suggestion or whatever 2-3 years ago. Nah. 2 or 3 years later when it's made, it's their idea.
Okay. Oh, yeah. It's like they can't remember why it's in the back of their head. Somebody put it there, but then they think of it and they're like,
it was freaking me.
You're stuck it in there.
Right. I invented Eat More Chicken, the cow campaign from Chick-fil-A. I did. I will go to my grave with that and swear to God that I did. And it became like the national thing.
So the Kathy's overheard you.
I worked at the one downtown Greenville.
Uh-huh.
They were saying, Matt, you just dropped out of college for marketing. You have any ideas? I said, who's our big competition? Because I worked at the one in the Daniel building, the bottom of it. It was only open for 2 or 3 years. Who's our biggest competition? Freaking Fuddruckers. Oh, okay.
When it was downtown, yeah.
Yeah, Fuddruckers downtown Greenville. I said, well, you know what we should do? We should put their mascot on there, Mother Fuddrucker herself, and have her
Mother
on there.
Her?
I had to really slow that down.
Whoa.
We got fired on the spot.
Mother Fuddrucker. Yeah, you can't cuss at Chick-fil-A. You just can't. Gosh darn it. I was like, you should put like their mascot. They don't have a mascot. Okay, then just put like a cow. I didn't say holding a sign, eat more chicken, but it was going to be a talking cow.
The spotty cows are
saying,
too.
You know, like, hey, move on down the road. Don't eat me and my kids. Go down there to them chickens.
Jesus, dude.
And they did it in the local market, and then next thing you know, eat more chicken, misspelled. And I spell right, so I know they didn't steal that part.
Now, were you inspired by the black sheep from American Federal back in the day?
Because everybody it was a talking animal?
Well, yeah, it seemed like an animal mascot for a lot of stuff.
I never understood why it was roller skating.
I don't either.
It was a roller skating sheep. Is that what it was? A black sheep.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot about cows here in the South because there's a cow at Bilo on top of the building.
Yeah, the baby bull.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah. That was Orlando Cepeda. That was his nickname. The
Jesus,
baby bull.
Man. Yeah. I never thought about it so much. God, this all lines up with what I was going to tell you about that I saw yesterday. Something I never thought I'd see again, to be honest with you. So they had a ribbon cutting.
Oh my God.
You left that.
No, no.
Mic drop.
Long as you can see
across the mirror.
See, there was a ribbon cutting ceremony.
What?
For the freaking Biltmore McDonald's. They rebuilt the sucker a year later.
The piano.
Yeah, they put the piano back in there
nice.
Too. It's like it never was touched. It's fully open again. Now they had a soft opening in December, but they just cut the ribbon for it. I never thought that would come back.
Was like Ronald McDonald there?
Oh, yeah, they had a bunch. It was a Grimace
See,
was
I
there.
I thought they didn't do that. McDonald's, get in alignment on this. You love Ronald every once in a while, yeah. And then you're like, we didn't want to make it cool to eat fast food. Remember them pussy-ass Democrats? They did.
Wow.
They were using time. I don't care. They were using time in Congress saying we shouldn't make cartoon characters bring kids out to the thing, and we shouldn't make fruit-flavored cigarettes. Because how about you become a parent and tell kids, no, I do that because I'm an adult. You can't.
They had the
That's
old,
it.
They had the whole deal, man, because they donated some money to Ronald McDonald House. So he was out there. Grimace was out there. They had a high school
was
out there.
Hamburglar there?
I don't know if Mayor McCheese is there or not.
Well, I'm not going unless Mayor McCheese is there.
But what about the airplane flying chicken girl?
Huh?
I don't remember her name.
I don't
she was a little
know.
Girl chicken. And
Are you
she
sure that's that
she
restaurant?
Flew airplanes. It was, oh, my God. Trust me.
Oh, yeah.
Trust me, Paige.
I believe you.
All my toys were from McDonald's.
Really?
They used to make good toys, like metal toys, man.
Hell yeah.
The fries that turned into a little monster or whatever.
Yeah.
But we had both been in this McDonald's, I'm sure Paige has too, years and years, like constantly.
Yeah.
And it was so nice. And like, and, you know, Hurricane Helene destroyed a ton of stuff.
Yeah.
And obviously you're like, well, it's not a huge shock because it's McDonald's. They got money. They can rebuild, but you didn't know if everybody was going to.
I mean, I just talked to a lady yesterday, and her house is completely gone, and she's living in a one-bedroom apartment. And I said, when is it going to be done? And she just started crying, and I'm like, I don't want to ask.
God, like, I don't know the status on that stuff as far as the government help and insurance coming for those people.
I don't either.
But they're rebuilding the city back for sure.
Are they? Did they rebuild it like it's in, like, Stockholm?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The, like the whole thing,
not
man.
Stockholm, looks, like Berlin. Well, maybe not use that example.
It's got like
somewhere in Germany.
Yeah, some kind of look to it. What would you call that? Like a Swiss type
Scandinavian?
Of
Scandinavian.
Yeah, that's probably the best thing to say. Like it's got, but it's got that look to it.
Remember that funny story is when my daughter was younger and it was every other weekend time and you know this was when I didn't have full custody. So and I don't say that with like. My daughter decided halfway through, hey, I've lived with my mom all this time, except for every other. I don't try with my dad for a little time. So
switch it up.
I don't want to ever sound like, oh, I got full custody because there was a problem. It was just because my kid. So anyway, we were sitting there watching the Food Network, as you do.
Oh,
well, you
it.
Know, it's
you learn
weekend.
From it.
Yeah,
I really how to cook. I love
and
it.
And it was the wildest McDonald's across the world. And then some of them were like in, I think it was Alaska. They have a snowmobile drive-through McDonald's. No joke.
Oh, that's cool.
Like all these
I like that one.
Crazy over the top. And then there was that one. It said, this is like stepping back into Germany. And they had like a little windmill or something there. And Grace was like, Dad, do you think that one day we could go there? I said, Grace, what if that day was today? Now, she had no idea that it was, you know, less than an hour up the road.
Yeah.
She had no idea. But to her, it was like, she's like, oh, I have to go pack. I was like, no, you don't.
We
just
so
going
cute.
To Asheville.
You better go with an empty stomach.
Well.
God, now that
I
you.
I still went.
There's a, this reminds me of an abandoned McDonald's in Alaska that people still go through now. They'll go through and take pictures. Because the menu board is the old one, man. You see the prices on it. But that's like the other opposite end of this thing. People still go explore these abandoned.
That's weird because Ray Kroc was more of a real estate magnate than he was even a restaurateur. Like he sold the land. I mean, it's smart, but like it's so if he bought that, it's weird they leave it. Of course, why do some of the antebellum houses still stand?
Like you racist houses?
Racist-ass house.
Why don't they don't tear this stuff down? I know somebody who goes into these abandoned places.
I love going into old houses.
Should
have been to my grandma's house.
That's a little risky. Why? She's done that before, too, but when she
falling through the floor.
Yeah, that's true.
Or just somebody's property. But when she goes to these public places, like there's a mall in the state that's abandoned, but it's still got power to it. They still cut the lights, the water, everything still works.
Why is that, though?
I have no clue. If it's abandoned, why do you still have power going to it? Why is it still functional?
Somebody living there.
They got to be, man. These turn into shooting galleries, and dudes probably go in there and do whatever to each other. Yeah,
butt things.
What's wrong with men?
Just walk around 69, and I don't know. Like, you know, all kind of whatever you do in abandoned turn
if
places.
If two dudes go do that in public, it turns into a riot. If women do it, it turns into, like, entertainment.
Like a place you could just go
do
whatever.
That's not fair, Paige.
No, because, never mind, I was going to say something about the mall and men.
Do you remember the big, huge house that was in Anderson right near the interstate before they tore it down?
Yeah.
Everybody was going through it, taking pictures and graffitiing it.
Graffitiing, tagging it.
Like, there are a lot more places now that are abandoned than you'd realize that people are just going through.
But just to look at the
sales pit downstairs, for instance.
Like the woodwork and old houses like that, fireplaces and... Yeah. You know, any cabinetry that's in the walls.
Yeah.
Plus it's amazing.
It makes you kind of question, why are these places abandoned? Mansions, dude. Famous mansions.
People move, people die.
Usually unpaid taxes, and it's going to probate. And, you know, the family squandered the money, and now they don't. That's what happens a lot when the families are... Paige's family obviously done a good job with their, like, family cottage, or cabin, rather. You know, passing it down, everybody using it. That's the problem, using it. Like, oh, this is my weekend. Why are you coming up here? Like, the fact you've kept that intact is great. But, you know, unless everybody's lifestyle and
plus we like each other, so that's easy.
Matches up. They may not have the money to pay into it. And then they're like, well, I can't pay for it. I know a friend of mine whose wife had family property like that. And the taxes just went nuts. And they're like, all right, what we're paying in, we're not getting out.
Because people don't take into consideration, I'm going to get this, but you have to pay capital gains. And if you don't have it, you're not getting it.
One of the most famous examples
don't show
of
no
this,
gains in.
Bin Laden had a son here, one of his many kids, lived here.
Notice how you almost called Bin Laden Obama.
I know, very and I swear to God I didn't mean to.
Very interesting.
I think I thought of that because Obama was very heavy-handed on terrorism. And
apologizing.
After 9/11, his son left. Like, he just abandoned his mansion and everything, and it still stands. People go through it, and that's been ransacked, nutsacked, whatever.
Where is it?
It's in New Jersey, New York area, somewhere up in there.
Oh, okay.
So it just kind of makes you wonder, if he owned it, you know, why is it still, like, why is anybody taking it over?
Well,
why is it
still standing? Also, like...
Gotti's old mansion,
some of
too.
The biggest hoarders in the world are, like, crazy rich people who just hoard. I mean, they hoard, so, like, property... they live off of some kind of legacy fund from family. Oh, just pay the taxes.
Yeah, mailbox checks.
Yeah, mailbox checks. And then that stuff will stand. Meanwhile, though, here's the funny thing. This is where the government maybe screws it up, maybe helps. I don't know. But let's say you got an old antebellum house down there, and there's six displaced people. We don't like homeless anymore. And there's some realtors. You know,
unhomed.
I think homeless is fine if you don't have a house.
Unhomed?
Yeah. But nevertheless, those six people couldn't say, you know what, that house has been standing for 15 years. We know it doesn't have power or anything. It'll give us shelter. But, and that old rich person who keeps property that he doesn't keep up with would be like, you know what, I don't care. I haven't been there in 20 years. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
But you can't, because if that homeless person ended up breaking a leg or falling down the stairs or falling through the floor, that person would get sued.
Yeah.
So we are erring on the side of caution rather than helping the common man.
If I fell through your house.
I'm just a common man. If you fell through my house.
I'd call rob.com.
Well.
I'd get mines.
Yeah.
So everybody, you know, everybody looks out that way now. Litigious.
You have to. Like when my parents got a pool, they had to pay extra to build a fence around it in case, they literally said, in case a homeless person strolls through your backyard, unbeknownst to them, there's a pool, they fall in and drown, they could sue you.
Jesus. I mean, come on.
How are they going to get an attorney if they're dead?
Exactly. Uh-huh. Huh?
Ask the question.
Plus, if Matthew, they're already homeless, their family didn't care.
Hide the body, Matthew.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
I told you. I wasn't playing around.
I like it.
Did Mark tell you to do this?
He actually didn't, but like when I started typing, I'm like, oh, I got access to all this now. I'm going to use it.
You guys work in some promos for a big buck.
Yeah, you like it?
Who is this person?
Oh, you'll know it. You should know it, right?
It's okay.
It's okay.
God almighty.
I don't know all the makeup brands she talks about.
Where I come from.
Who is this?
It's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from is the front porch.
Let it picking. Keep playing. Make where a I guess. It's just yes or no.
To make a living.
If you can get it within five, I'll heaven. Make a donation to the charity of your choice.
Yeah.
Is it George?
As long as.
How many guesses did you give her?
I said five.
Oh, five. Okay.
Four left.
She said George. Four left.
Well, so you don't care about charity. You're not even going to try.
I can't even think. It's not Blake Shelton.
Well, you got three left.
Or you have three left for charity, Paige.
It's not Dolly Parton.
Okay, that's a throwaway. And you're just trying to get more words in for women with big boobs like you.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's like you're on a thing together.
It's not Waylon. Tony Katane.
It's not Waylon. She got two left.
Paige.
What?
Waylon.
She used to work at a country station.
Lori Clark is asking Google to scrub their history.
I'm pretty sure this was out when you were working at a country station.
She didn't even remember about both my dogs being murdered by a car. She's at the same time?
I thought it was just one of them. I didn't know two of them.
Okay.
Sorry.
There's two left.
Two guesses.
Two guesses. He's performed in this town many times.
Alan Jackson.
Hey! Jesus, look at you. I didn't know if you'd get it.
I wish we'd done this bit at the last week of December. I could have viewed him.
I actually saw him in concert, which is kind of funny.
Well,
you must have went to the bathroom when he played Where I Come From.
What's your charity? So you tell me within 10 seconds.
American Heart Association.
Well, that's a good one. Okay. I was going to say the My Pocket Foundation, but that's a good one.
My Pocket Foundation. Damn. I didn't expect that. I mean, I'm fine.
I forgot he says the number's 101 in the song. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, Fed, did you do that on purpose?
I like it.
Big Buck Country.
We've been thinking about doing this for like 3 years.
I just can't remember how we got the idea.
I have a voice in my ears today. Speaking of history and the narrative changing, you know, his story page.
Uh-huh.
I'm still waiting for Herstory. Some college
doesn't
should
sound
offer.
Right.
What does his sound okay to you?
You cool with that? I think she is, though, because she's kind of like on our side as far as dudes go. Paige is not really a feminist person.
Oh, no, thank God.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't feel... want a male chauvinist in here either,
no,
more than just me.
I don't think any. I think men and women are different, and I'm...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
She errs more on the side of being dominated by our sex.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I can't lift a man and pull him out of a burning building.
You want to find out?
You might get that special strength we talked about yesterday.
I will set the place on fire. Fat Boy will play the role of the injured man.
He's going to lay there and die. I'm sorry. Yeah. I cannot.
God, you going to let me burn like a rotisserie?
Probably, because I
can't
pick you up.
It's rotisserie.
I tried to roll you to the bathroom one day, man, and it was very hard to do.
Wait, what happened?
In the hallway.
I passed out drunk.
Because I was afraid he was going to pee on the carpet.
Oh, that's all. That's all. She's concerned about that job.
I kind of wished he would.
I was worried about you.
At least I was smart enough. This was many years ago.
Many, like at least
this is
two.
When we used to have concerts at the radio station.
And perhaps I had been drinking too.
Jesus, you saw it and Lushies and everything else.
But I decided to stay at work. I mean, like sleep there. I didn't need. I did. I was like, you know what? When we're in the Cowster Square, it was a former mall, and we had a stage, and we'd have real concerts inside there. And you know, you got to be back at like 6 o'clock in the morning, and you look at your watch, and it's 12:30, and you're like, well, hell. So I decided to just have a few more, and just decide I'd sleep in the office. And I didn't make it to the bathroom, and there comes Sweet Paige trying to pick me up.
What are you doing?
Because I was getting, you had to pee everywhere.
I said, what are you doing? You can't go to the bathroom.
If I stand you up in the stall, do I have to hold it too?
That had to be, I mean, that was like two of me then almost, like
they
for real.
Big.
That was like 340.
You were in a bad situation. Uh-huh. I got you close though, I did.
You did. She held it for me as well, and that was real sweet. I didn't want you to get it everywhere.
You're lucky you didn't have to, you know, drop one.
Yeah,
you would have been the designated wiper.
Right. I'm not picking it up off the floor.
That was before me, that studio. Do you miss the window? The infamous window.
Because
it was in a mall, this old studio.
Oh, yeah.
Probably for my distraction,
fishbowl.
Not good, because literally, like, you know, whether it be mall walkers or whether it was like, you know, because Greenville Tech was running classes out of there, so you'd see, like, college kids that kind of gave up. You would see. I'm kidding. I did some time there as well. But, you know.
I liked it there.
It was kind of fun. And plus, there was like restaurants in there you could walk to right out of the radio station. That was kind of cool. That was great.
Chick-fil-A on the corner.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
Movie theater in the parking lot.
I
don't want to say what's there now.
Theater.
But it might rhyme with Legs Up Thrill. Like, you'd have one of those to go hang out at. Plus, you got your Italian restaurant if you want to have some
five
lunch.
Guesses if you can get it right, Paige. double or nothing. No, yeah.
What do we got now? You want to go next door and buy a piece of wood? I guess you could do that.
Well, I mean, I can walk to my dentist. That's cool.
But, you know, you choose not to.
He's
in a hurry.
I want my dentist's office to look busy.
I like that.
I pull over there and I park right in front of the door. because I want him to. Well, that must be a good dentist. Look at there.
That's all. Yeah.
And plus, what if a coworker came to our parking lot and needed a space? You know.
Or it's a lot of people with bad teeth.
Tuesday,
right? If somebody came to work.
It's a Tuesday when people came to work.
And, okay.
You know that whole thing. No, I mean, God, yeah, but think about this. Like, you know, we're obviously joking about that stuff, but like, you remember, I don't want to call any names, but let's say they make German cars, and they like, they had their cafeteria, but then, and correct me if I'm wrong, I believe they had 45-minute lunches, which is insane. 30-minute lunch is what my mom had at the Texas. 30 minutes of lunch, or use the bathroom also, all that stuff, but then they had 45 minutes, and they may even push it up to an hour. But then you had to go get in your car, which was wet in this huge parking lot, go drive all through the campus, and then go out. And your real only option was Burger King.
Yeah.
That was it.
Because you can't spend more than
which is fine.
The time you're allotted.
I love a Whopper.
Oh, yeah. Like, you know, you rule. So.
Impossible Whoppers.
I don't like the way that the drive-through screens. Hi, welcome to Burger King. May I take your order? And he was like, yeah, I want a Whopper.
And it's the
fake. All right, pull forward.
It's a fake voice. It's very distracting.
Like, what happened to the girl with the pleasant voice, Ramon?
Yeah, I don't want to talk to you. Yeah. Get her back on.
That's what happens in my local Hardee's. You got like a hot voice coming through, and then you'll get a
come on around if you're using the app.
Welcome to Burger King. You rule. Can I take your order? Yeah, I'd like a Whopper. All right, pull forward. Second window. That the first window just for cups now.
It's be on your app.
Man, bring your ass on around here.
Oh my God.
It's fun.
You want the onion ring?
Mm-hmm. Like, onion ring?
Like the guy that came up with, hey, what about a second window? A second, we'll get them through faster. Well, they're still waiting in a line. Yeah, but it'll look like we're trying to get them through faster. And then, but what about the people that pull forward? That's where the trash can's at. Oh, well, we didn't think about that.
Could you pull forward? Even though it's fast food, we didn't anticipate you would get so many nuggets. So we only made 50.
Also,
we'll be right out there.
Did I ever tell you about the time? Well, yeah, I did. I've told the story a bunch of times. Wendy's on Wade Hampton used to have a buffet. And we would go there sometimes as a family. They had burritos and spaghetti. What? And every, dude.
Oh, yeah. It was nice.
Wow. Crazy.
When did that happen?
90s. And anyway, there was this old lady, but she was real big. Went through the drive-thru and bought a buffet plate and asked them to, and they did it for her.
Why?
She's so fat, can come in, I guess.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait. No subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
I'm fine.
Well, sometimes people want a fresh start. Start your life all over again.
Well, it's not a douche commercial. I'm sorry I misheard.
I said fresh part.
Do you like to your day? It's not a recommended practice anymore. You should know that.
What do they call what do they call it now, though? Sanitary wash? Or
I don't know. They don't want you to do it, but do they use a bag or a balloon or a canoe?
Well, you can.
I've heard so much for after the word douche, like, I'm literally confused.
Well, you want to use one that balances the pH in your body. You don't want to throw yourself off.
When I went to my dentist, I asked where the body of water was, and they're like, what for? And I said, where's the dental dam? Shut up.
They should have those there for real.
Dental dams?
You are a dentist, and, you know.
Yeah, and a lot of sex involves the mouth. So.
Okay. That's not what I'm talking about at all. But
what were you talking about?
I was talking about a fresh start. Not.
Well, I thought you said a fish fart.
My bad.
Fresh nether region should already be a factor in your life. If
more than just my armpits stink.
Then you need to see a doctor. I am not a physician.
Do you sit on the toilet sideways by chance,
Paige? I cannot answer any questions if you're stinky down there.
More than just my armpits stink.
Uh-huh. I have a massive penis. Said no
I'm
man ever.
I'm going to pump you good.
Oh, that's from the same commercial. All three of that.
It is. No, but I read something yesterday. Never mind. And I'm not even going to get into
third
that.
Notice.
Third notice.
You said you read something yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Bill Collector.
Oh, God, no. Only second. I'll wait a couple weeks.
Third time's a charm. Yeah. They'll convince you to pay it then.
Yeah, then they'll beg me. No, I read something about some athlete. His ex said something talking about massive penis.
Yeah. It was I was one of the Khalil brothers.
Green?
Let me be sure.
I'm sorry, fat boy.
Yeah, I appreciate that. That was a good Clemson reference.
But I was just shocked by this.
Nealon Green.
How she said that he was the size of two Coke cans.
Yeah, it was God. Now you got me looking up the other. Hang on.
I'm sorry.
He used to play for the. It was Matt Khalil. Used to play for the Vikings and the Panthers. She went on a podcast saying that like their marriage was in trouble because they were already separated, and he was with somebody else, like remarried and had a kid. But she was saying that they had issues in their marriage because of his gimmick was like two Coke cans.
Yeah,
he didn't appreciate it.
Because no man ever says he has a massive penis.
His new wife didn't appreciate. He did not. Yeah. Dude, are you kidding? Let's be honest here.
I would love to ask him about it.
Can you imagine?
His wife should look at him and say, dude, don't
just get away from
everybody,
me.
Please. That's why I married you, dude.
No.
What do you mean?
Plus, if you're Ryan Khalil, that's pretty cool for you because that's putting you over, too.
You just say, well, I assume.
Well,
he was upset about that.
He doesn't want to have that.
What size shoes homie wear?
Look, I could get it would be awkward, but look.
It's weird.
The same thing happened with John Hamm. We saw that picture, and he's like, you know what? There are worse things people could say about you. And he kind of left it at that.
You were the one that told me about his
pants.
Unless
you attribute it to racism.
Yeah. He had a hog. Still does.
You see, Fat Boy knows everything, and he's like my filter. And I knew that you would know this story because he's the one that says that you're talking to someone who's done porn. And I never knew that this person did porn.
But that doesn't, used to,
I had no idea,
you know, like a horse to do porn, but now not, you know, they've.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find out his shoe size.
See the correlation.
Oh, wow. His hand size. Okay, so this is as close. Man, this people know what they Google for. They do. 6'7", 300 pounds. We do not have his shoe size. This is according to Google AI. But his hand size is 10 3/8 inches.
Because they measure him at the combine. They keep all those records.
So that's where
that's his hands.
But how do you
fingers?
Figure like dingling into that? Like, can you do like dog ears, like divided by seven? Or
okay, so I have a five. This is my.
And you have a massive one. So imagine this guy.
No, that is my finger. So his fingers.
That's a ring size. So hand.
They're gonna measure your hand from.
But that's kind of the diameter of your hand. Is that what
your finger?
About?
They measure it from the top of the pinky to the top of the thumb across. That's right your hand
there.
Size.
Right there. Oh, pinky.
I thought you meant ring size.
Yeah. It almost looks like a compass.
Wow.
You know what? Big Show says it's all relative to size. And that he's a massive dude, but he still didn't say, like, exactly what he was working with either.
Well.
So I'm guessing a foot, maybe.
But don't you assume that, usually everything is not relative to, my gosh. Okay, wow. I'm now seeing her. Good gracious. Golly, bum.
She's pretty.
She's small. She's
just like Jessica Rabbit, you know.
The ex.
Like that. That's the picture. Like.
Oh, yeah, that's
that's one of the better ones ever. Yeah. Okay, I see.
Because, you know, frame wise. Now, maybe some women are like that. They like the bigger dudes. Just real, like ripped up huge.
I didn't mean like that, but yeah.
So maybe they like that challenge. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Okay.
I don't think
now,
I.
Look at them narrow hips. Yeah. Now it makes sense. Then she, I mean, I have more of a rear end, and I have none. I have no.
He's got no ace.
I don't want that. I just want to look good in clothes. I don't want like that wobbly butt. I don't like it.
You don't want an ass.
What about
I don't
you?
Want boobs or an ass.
You hate your breasts. So what if there was some kind of?
I don't hate them.
Well, you dislike them greatly.
I don't dislike them.
Would you? What if they could come up with some kind of technology to put them on your butt?
I just wish that I was given a better body when I was born. Like, to look like.
When you wish.
What a hell of a
quote. Paige's Make a Wish. She wish. This should be every Make a Wish, kids. I wish I had a better body.
But not in the sense of what everybody else wants. I wanted to be a professional ballerina.
Yeah.
But as soon as puberty hit, I got curves. And I...
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
You should appreciate those curves and want to accentuate them.
She's not talking about the cologne or the former women's gym.
And then I was told, like in college, they took my picture off the program because I was sexy and they didn't like that. So I wasn't even on the program like the rest of the dancers.
Come on.
I'm not calling bull crap. I'm just saying, like, how could they say to your mother, we're not going to put your daughter's photo on the cover because she's too sexy? Wow.
Because it's an art. It's modern dance.
She tested for Playboys. You know they kept those negatives. They're sitting around.
Wowee, man. That's
And
weird.
It really hurt my feelings because the teacher, she didn't know I was in the room when she said that because I did.
I'm sorry I hurt your feelings. You're just too darn sexy.
No, it's just like it's not appropriate. You know, you're never going to make it in this because the way you look.
But what's crazy is there was another student in the class that day also heard it. And his name was Fred. Right, said Fred.
I am too sexy for this program, this ballet program. I'm just too sexy.
Hang on a sec. Can you research the biggest boobs ever on a ballerina? Because there's got to be a few that's got, you know.
Well, years later.
So you can physically do it if you got a rack. Is that true?
You could years later, but when I was doing it, no. And it was just my school.
But yours were massive, too.
Everybody was in this one, because the lottery gave you guest choreographers, and the choreographer didn't want to use me.
I'd take the money.
Because of the way I looked, even though most everybody from the class was in
Was
her
she
stuff.
Ugly? Or was
yes.
it a man?
It was a man and a woman.
Did I tell you?
Hard to
like
tell them apart.
Paige really feels like this was a missed opportunity. But it sounds so boring.
It's your passion, though. I mean, your passion's your passion.
Oh, I mean, it just kind of hurt my feelings. So I went on. did other things.
Sarah Hay is a dancer turned actor. They say actress, but I am progressive. She spoke out about being criticized for her curves and refused breast reduction to, quote, devalue her natural figure. Jillian Murphy, I'm going to butcher this up like I'm Abdullah. Paulina Simonova and Lauren Lovett, double D breasts, achieving great success in ballet, changing the traditional slender ideal.
And see,
it was the 90s.
Misty Copeland, she's like my idol, and she just
Mine's
retired
Dave Copeland.
This year. And she had curves and everything, and she went on, and she's like a star and proved that.
Good God, look at this fat boy.
That chick was a ballerina?
That's the one, yeah.
Oh my God.
38 double D. But there again, no butt at all.
I mean, tickets.
See, that's what
sell.
I'm saying. Yeah. You can't have a butt.
But what?
That wouldn't matter because you're in a tutu and nobody.
It's like the glass menagerie. You know, you sold your hair. He sold the barrettes or whatever it was.
Look, it's discriminatory. They do the same thing with the Rockettes. They don't look for the chicks that are busty. You just got to be able to
kick
those
legs. Yeah,
you
can't be a Rockette if you want
to
shave your
legs. Well,
that's
not going to look good if you're jumping up and down.
Yeah,
it would.
Merry Christmas.
No, it does not.
It's going to look awesome.
I'd like to see the Rockettes on a trampoline at Big Air.
And it doesn't look good if you have cleavage and you're in a tutu. It just, like, you all have to look uniform. You all have to look the same.
Is this where the ballet is?
Too sexy for...
What's a ballet that's famous?
I'm too sexy for the Nutcracker.
What's your name, sir?
Swan Lake.
The Fiddler on the Roof.
That is not a ballet.
Kiss my ass. Play along. I'm
that's
not a worldly.
If I were a rich man all day long, I'd be pretty bum.
That's a good play. I saw that here.
Do you know me? I'm a real wild one.
Wow.
I'm too sexy for these 14 years, 2 months, 14 days, and we...
That's also about Broadway. See, I admit it.
See,
I don't
Broadway,
know the arts.
Broadway was acceptable for other people, but not ballet.
16 tons.
Russians stole that from us, or they maybe invented it, but still, they came over here. Brishnikov.
Oh, God, he's amazing.
I'm a Gregory Hines guy myself.
Oh,
hell yeah.
Gregory Rest Hines, White Knights, beautiful.
That was a good, a good 80s movie that kind of centered around dance, but so did Breaking.
Running Scared, too, shout out. Cop movie.
They fought in dance, you know? Like, if you pulled out a switchblade, they'd all get pissed at you, but you could fight dance.
So on the next news,
Bob's news.
I will do top cities to move if you need a fresh start. I started it but never finished it, so I'm sorry.
Well, you're gonna be on the FOF line.
Oh
now.
My gosh!
You think Carol just did a story and just like didn't finish doing it?
Carol don't do stories no more.
She don't. 40 years in and out.
I like Carol.
I love Carol Goldsmith.
She's a sweet lady.
Yes.
Anderson Clark.
All right. Well,
all her last names.
Knows your Rise Guys headlines. No headline.
You did a headline. You talked about you for 12 minutes.
I didn't mean to. I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
Can we? I've written it down a couple times in emails, and no one's really like, can we start calling headlines Hetty?
Like a
Tutty?
A Tutty. That's your
Another
Hetty?
Tutty.
Okay.
Yeah. Plus, it kind of has a, a little fun thing going on. Boy, is this woman mad.
Well, you know what, I have a family. You don't have a family because your bitch of a girlfriend cheated on you with your mother's brother. I wish you would just choke on all that McDonald's that you eat every mother morning.
Again, I don't know that it's a woman. It could very well be Andy Milonakis. I don't know.
I could be a kid.
So pissed off.
The FOF line begins next. Good morning, everybody.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau.
you're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.